Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nedarim Daf Mem Beis, Nedarim 42. So we're going to start at the top of 42A, in the top of Mem Beis Amid Aleph, with the Mishnah. Our Mishnah is going to clarify the law of somebody who makes a vow that his friend is not allowed to have benefit from him. But in this circumstance, the question is, the person is not allowed to benefit, is he allowed to benefit from his field or fruits in the year of Shemitah? And there's two parts to this question. There's two possible circumstances. One is where he made the vow prior to the Shemitah year, prior to the sabbatical year, because that up until the sabbatical year for sure is prohibited. And we have to, and the question is, what's going to be the law once it reaches the sabbatical year, if the prohibition will continue even into the sabbatical year? Or secondly, second circumstance is where he made the vow during the sabbatical year itself, and so then we want to know whether or not there's a prohibition at all. So says the Mishnah, Hamudar na michavero, that a person who makes a vow and he says that his friend is not allowed to have any benefit from his possessions, if he makes this vow, if ne shavias, if he makes this vow before the sabbatical year, inu yoredu toch sadeo, then he's not allowed to enter into his friend's field, because even walking in the field is going to be considered like a benefit, and so therefore he's prohibited to have any benefit. So this, our Mishnah here is ruling like our Mishnah is consistent with the position of Rabbi Eliezer, who rules that a person who is prohibited to have benefit is not even allowed to walk into his friend's courtyard, even though most people are not careful about this. That's how the Ron explains it. And this is based upon the Mishnah back on 32b, which discusses this concept. And so too, Ve'ein Ochel Min Hanotos, and so too, he's not allowed to eat even from the fruit that fell down on the path outside of the field, because he's not allowed to benefit from anything that belongs to him, and even though he doesn't even need to enter into his field in order to take it. However, the imbishvias, if he makes the vow that he's not allowed to have benefit from him during this sabbatical year itself, then the vow is applicable. And Eino Yoredo Teoch Sadeo, he's not allowed to enter into the field of the one who made the vow, Avol Ocho Humanat Nitios Hanotos, but he is allowed to eat from the fruits that are outside the field, because since in the sabbatical year, the fruits themselves are hefker, they're ownerless for everybody, and so therefore, it's not shayach to say the person who makes the vow doesn't apply upon them. Since these fruits were hefker, they were ownerless, and so therefore the vow doesn't apply to them. And all of this is with respect to somebody who says that his friend is not allowed to have any benefit from him. But let's say he says, Nadere menu machal, with neshvius, but let's say he makes a vow that he's not allowed to get food from him. He's not allowed to benefit from food from him if he makes his vow before the sabbatical year. Yored l'toch sadeo, then he's allowed to enter into his field, because entering into somebody's field is not considered benefit from food. Ve'enom ochol min haperos, and he's not allowed to eat from the fruit, because that's considered to be hanas machal. That's benefit of food. Ubashvius, but if it's during the sabbatical year itself, Yored v'ochel, he's allowed to enter into his friend's field, and he's allowed to eat from these fruits, and they're not prohibited at all. Not by going down into his field, because it's not hana, it's not benefit of the food, and not by eating of the fruits, because during the sabbatical year, they are considered to be ownerless. So the Gemara has a discussion, how do we explain our Mishnah? Rav and Shmuel, the Amr Trevayu, Rav and Shmuel, when they explained their Mishnah, they said that if somebody says to his friend, Nechasam Elu Alecha, and these positions are upon you, and the intent of this is saying that certain possessions are upon you, meaning to say, if he says this, Lifnei Shvius, if he says this before the sabbatical year, Ein Yored L'Toch Sadeo, he's not allowed to go into his field, Ve'enu Ochel Min Hanotos, and he's not allowed to eat
from the fruit that fell down onto the path. Even though the sabbatical year arrived, because since the vow took place before the sabbatical year, then the fruit were prohibited even though the sabbatical year is there. But if he takes the vow during the sabbatical year, then he's not allowed to go into his field, but he is allowed to eat from the fruits that fell down. However, so according to them, their approach is when it says in the Mishnah before the sabbatical year, it means he took the vow before the sabbatical year. And then it's going to be prohibited even once the sabbatical year happens. And when it says in the Mishnah Bashvius, that means where he makes the vow in the sabbatical year. But Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, they argue with Rav and Shmuel. So this is Rav and Shmuel against Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. The Amri Travaya that they say, if they say my possessions are prohibited upon you, if they say if he says this before the sabbatical year, then he's not allowed to go into his field and he's not allowed to eat from the fruits. But once the sabbatical year comes, but then he is allowed to eat from the fruits. And even though they were prohibited prior to the sabbatical year, according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, once the sabbatical year starts, their prohibition has disintegrated like the rest of the world. Those fruits become open to everybody. And so according to them, our Mishnah says before the sabbatical year, that means when it's not yet the sabbatical year. And when it says Ubashvius, that means after the sabbatical year. And that's where they argue with Rav and Shmuel, because according to Rav and Shmuel, we're going to say that the prohibition remains during the sabbatical year, but according to Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, the prohibition disintegrates.